Thank you for joining the Sage Saith podcast today. It's wonderful to have you here. Number 140723-1. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Because faith is the foundation of all our relations with Him. For the man without faith, God has neither meaning, nor value, nor place in his life. On the other hand, the more lively our faith is, the more God enters into our life, until finally he becomes our all, the one great reality for which we live, and the one for whom we courageously face sorrow and death. It is only when faith has deeply penetrated a soul that it can exclaim with St. Paul, "For whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord." Romans chapter 14, verse 8. We do not lack faith, but it is not sufficiently alive and practical to make us see God in everything and over everything, thus giving us the sense of His essential, transcendent, and eternal reality, which infinitely surpasses all the immediate, contingent, and passing realities of this life. Faith does not depend upon data received through the senses, on what we can see and touch, nor is it reduced to what we can understand with the intellect. But, surpassing all this, it makes us share in God's own knowledge, in His thoughts, in His understanding. Having raised us to the state of divine sonship, God has made us capable of sharing His intimate life, His life of knowledge and love. For this purpose, He has given us the theological virtues together with grace. Faith allows us to share His life of knowledge, and charity, His life of love. Faith enables us to know God as He knows Himself, although certainly not exhaustively. God knows Himself not only as the Creator, but also as the Trinity and as the author of grace. It is under these aspects that faith presents Him to us. By faith, we know creatures as He knows them, that is, in relation to Him and dependent upon Him. Our intellect can give us only natural light on God and creatures. Faith, on the contrary, gives us the supernatural light that is a participation in the light of God, in the knowledge God has of Himself and of creatures.